I'm getting video just to talk a little bit about I'm trying to be quiet because I don't want my voice to be heard where I'm at in the room that I'm in. No, my parents aren't home right now. My brother is home. They took the car and left, and he's the only one here besides me, and this is a pretty common thing in my household. They leave the house basically pretty much every weekend, and they take the car and they go away from this environment, and it seems as though they pretty much do so to get away from him. His behavior is so unstable in every sense that I can even think of. I mean, everything about him is such a mess. And I'm trying to be quiet, but they basically take the car and go for like a whole portion of the day, I would say. I mean, right now it's like the early afternoon or something like that right now. I'm not even sure I haven't looked at the clock, but they often leave early in the day and don't come back until almost nightfall or like the end of the day at some point. They often don't come back for the entire day. As far as daylight hours, they are like gone the entire time, and I'm trying to be quiet because I don't know where he is in the house or if he's nearby. So I'm just talking in this chair because this is the most peaceful room in the entire house, and it just rains, so I'm kind of just trying to enjoy the setting that I'm in right now, because he's nowhere around, or if he is, I don't see him, so I'm just, like, trying to quietly talk a little bit about what my life is like, and basically, they leave me in this house with him, and this is nothing new at all. This has been going on years, but obviously, I talk about it all the time on videos, but I'm just saying, like, I noticed I haven't posted this specific kind of video about the fact that basically, most of the weekends, for as long as I can remember anymore now, or at least for a while, most weekends, they leave the car on Saturdays and Sundays, and today's a Sunday. They leave, and they let him have the house to himself. That's what it is, and I'm trying not to trying not to talk too long because I don't want him to hear my voice. So I'm trying to quietly, and I'm practically mumbling at this tone of voice. I'm like, he basically has the house to himself every weekend. And he beats me right in front of them. So many times I can't count anymore. And I'm so traumatized by this that I'm just... That's essentially what compelled me to honestly to save everything I made. I think it was in 2017 when I started to really save everything I made instead of spending it on any food at all, which I was already starving because I couldn't afford anything. And then I just started saving money to live on those savings, and instead of spending every week. And in order to do that, I had to starve to begin with to save the money. I had to save, and then I had to live on those savings, and starting at some point back in 2017, that's when I started to take everything that I was making each week, and I started investing in fashion, high fashion stuff, and every week I would just start investing in. I didn't know how long I would starve, and I didn't know how long, or like to that extreme that I'm still doing at this point where I'm starving on less than a meal a day. But basically, I did not know how long I would go on doing that with the starving in order to invest in everything that I needed to get myself out of this situation. Because simply leaving this house and getting a minimum wage job, which would be better than what I'm dealing with right now, with below minimum wage, working for a family that is completely, what's the word, complicit? Or, like, they're complacent. I mean, not that much. They're, like, definitely, my family are essentially tax collectors. That's what their, occupation is. That's essentially how they make their income, or whatever, and I don't know, but I'm just saying, like, whatever, like, their income is significant enough that their refusal to pay minimum wage for a person taking care of their house, I'm talking about, because I clean up after their shit, it's terrible. I clean up after them, and I clean their laundry on a weekly basis, pretty much almost daily basis. And they refuse to pay me more than, like, a minuscule little tiny budget. In fact, my mom won't pay me. That's the reason. My mom refuses to pay a trans person for any work in this house. So, my dad pays from his Social Security. He's retired. So, basically, he gives me the little, like, he gives me the ass end of his minuscule budget, and my mom never has to pay anything, and that's what it is. And it's, like, such a mess. So, anyway, I mean, I could go on and on about it. Anyway, I'm a little bit ranty about it, I guess. I'm ranting. The whole point of posting this at all was really because it was on my mind. I was thinking, wait, the fact that he is always getting the house to himself every weekend because he's, like, so perfect in their minds. He's, like, the perfect son in their minds, and he beats me right in front of them. He's a total failure in his life. He's a sports, like, jock, total, like, wacko dude who does not do anything with his life. He does not have a job. He does not even work for them. He is such a mess, and he is the pride of their life because he's a heteromasculine man, and he beats a person who's less than half his size, who wears dresses and makeup around them, and, you know, that alone. But the fact that there's also facial hair on me, he just beats me like crazy, senseless right in front of them, and they're like, well, he's our part of joy because he doesn't defy our standards. What am I defying that's so terrible? Like, what's so terrible about me defying that? He's defying not having a job. He's defying, like, as far as him, he's defying all those things that are supposed to be functioning adult, grown-up things, and he's defying all of those, and they're fine with it, but me defying their gender standards and laws, that's, you know, that's what's so evil in their minds. Well, they're religiously conservative at the end of the day. I don't know what else to say about it. Anyway, I'm talking a lot, and I decided to get a little bit of video talking about the fact that, basically, I'm in this house by myself with him. Like, I don't know where in the house he is right now, and I'm trying to be really quiet, but anyway, like, that man is so awful. He is viciously awful. He's terrible. He's a scathing, narcissistic asshole. And they know it. They're not so oblivious. They're just, they in themselves are defiant to the sense about why it's wrong. I mean, they go and take the car to get away from him, more or less, and then they come back and they're like, oh, they're happy because they got away from him for several hours of the day on the weekend. And for all they know, at this point, anything could have happened to me in that duration of time while they left me alone in the house. I'm just like, I just stayed the hell away from him at all times. I'm in the house by myself with that man. My parents don't care. Anyway, my family doesn't care. It's terrible. And I'm just posting another video about it because I'm like, you know, that needs to be mentioned at this point. On some level, about what's going on. Because at the end of the day, if I'm documenting everything that's going on in my life in this household, I might as well get the details about everything, because this has been going on years. A whole portion of my life has been traumatized by these experiences. I'm like, I might as well be getting video at this point, just on a diary level, on a level of just talking about what it actually is going on a, this type of thing on a weekly basis. So I'm just talking a lot, and I just decided, okay, I'll get some video talking about what it's like to actually, like, when they leave me alone like that. That's even worse than, like, I don't know, it's not worse, it's just as bad, I should say, as them standing there while he's beating me in front of them. Which has now happened so many times, I can't count it, and it happened this week, or not this week, it did not happen this week. At this point, I avoid him at all costs. It happened this year, months ago. I stay away from him. I have such bad experiences. Anyway, this is terrible.